Reignite on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
One Sligo-based couple who have previously worked with high-performance athletes, including Wimbledon tennis stars, Olympians, Formula One drivers, and more, are bringing their sports monitoring technology to Irish workplaces. The Wellbeing Advantage hopes wearable tech, normally used to monitor performance and recovery of elite athletes, will become commonplace for high-performing workers also. Husband and wife team Janine and Ken Van Summeren join us now from Sligo. You're very welcome, folks. Ken, I maybe to go to you first. You've a PhD in exercise science. You've worked for over 25 years with these elites, you know, Formula One pit crews and drivers, Olympians, the professional soccer players, Wimbledon players, Tour de France cyclists, golf pros. I could go on and on. But I'm curious, do they all share, I guess, a curiosity about how to use technology to give them just the slightest of edges over their competitors?
Good morning. Thank you. Well, yes, all of those elite high-performance athletes are absolutely interested, if not obsessed, about themselves. You know, it's their business. It's about improving their performance. What can they do to make themselves better? And I've got this very clear memory a few years back working with McLaren Formula One team at the time when Lewis Hamilton was with them. And we're doing a workshop around, you know, what can we do around recovery, adaptation and performance, both for the pit crew and the drivers. And Lewis was literally on the edge of his seat. You could see he was like a sponge, absorbing as much information as possible, you know, for his own benefit and personal gain. And that's a characteristic so many of these people definitely display.
Go ahead, Ken.
You know, when we're looking at that, we often hear this concept of marginal gains in sport. And really, when we talk about marginal gains, it's about breaking down everything that underpins performance, looking at each of these things and seeing if we can make an improvement to them. And if we can make a tiny improvement in each of these, then we end up with a very significant and meaningful improvements in performance. A great example of this, British Cycling, who dominated track events for the last few Olympic Games. They were absolute experts in sleep and recovery, and they were renowned for wherever they went, competition, races, training. Every single rider would take their own mattress topper and their own pillow. So wherever they were sleeping, however bad the beds might be, that could not be an excuse. They were absolutely optimising their recovery so they could get their performance right on the day.
And Janine, to bring you in, so obsession, looking for those marginal gains. Do you actually think if we were using that type of technology, almost doing an X-ray on ourselves in the normal workday, that we might actually make better decisions, that this can help keep us in the so-called flow state rather than the constant stress state that we often feel like we're in?
Absolutely, Anya. Listen, we specialise in helping any of our clients make really small changes that accumulate to have a massive impact. So regardless of whether you're an Olympic athlete or not, you can make small habit changes that will have a big impact on your health and well-being.
And in all of that, Janine, bring me back to the moment. Like, you have a PhD in life story research. You're an accredited transformational coach. You had a moment in lockdown sitting at the kitchen table in London, sitting side by side with your husband, and realised, what if we could blend both of our experiences and this technology to bring it to workplaces?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our company was founded at the onset of COVID-19 when, you know, alongside everyone else in the world, we were sat beside each other at the kitchen table. I was working with clients, helping them with stress, career challenges, doing one-to-one well-being coaching, using behavioural change techniques. And alongside me there was Ken, consulting with elite athletes and using this wearable technology that allowed him to measure their energy, their stress, their resilience. And you know what? I just thought, imagine the potential if we could combine the two, where we could connect the dots between the lifestyle of clients, of just everyday ordinary Joes, like how their lifestyle and daily activities actually impact their health, their happiness, their stress. So yeah, it totally was life-changing, and the shift in focus led to the founding of the Wellbeing Advantage. And the perspective, the change, the professional change in what happened led to us living in Sligo 6 months later. So it was a massive change.
Lots of change on many fronts. And Ken, you spoke earlier about, you know, sports stars being obsessive, looking for those small margins. But do you think companies, workplaces, employers are getting equally obsessive when they're thinking about how to help employee well-being, mental health, thinking about how to retain their staff, thinking about how to reduce, you know, absenteeism, people being on sick days? Are they starting to take it more seriously? Are they already there?
Well, they certainly are. And I think for all those reasons that you've just outlined there, well-being pays. You know, it's no longer a soft, fluffy thing that's nice to talk about. It actually reduces sickness absenteeism. The research shows it reduces presenteeism. So if you like, people sat there at their monitors or in meetings, but not really putting in the effort or doing the work, it improves recruitment and retention. And importantly for us, taking our principles from high-performance sport, it is the foundation for productivity and performance in the workplace. So we often say, why wouldn't a company, an organisation, a team, or even an individual not want to have a little bit more energy that they can put into, yes, performance in the workplace, but importantly also, we talk about helping our clients take their best selves home again at the end of the day. So it's not just about bringing our best selves to work, but it's about taking our best selves home again at the end of the day. And I think the other area where this is getting increasing attention is following the COVID pandemic. Companies really had a puzzle to figure out of how can we support our employees now they're working remotely. And of course, for many organisations that persists today or possibly moving into more of a hybrid model of coaching. So we do a lot of work with organisations to see how can they help build the energy and resilience of their employees when they're in the office, but also when they're working remotely.
Janine, I imagine, you know, sports stars don't need much convincing to wear wearable tech. But I'm wondering about HR departments. They're not known for their risk appetite. Do you have a little bit of persuading to do here when it comes to convincing them of employees wearing this kind of technology and what happens to their data and the privacy considerations around all of that?
Well, all the data is held completely anonymously, so no HR boss is going to have individual data from our clients. Everything is anonymized. You know, from a company perspective, what they want is data-driven insights that wearable technology gives. You know, the data that we're able to give them from their client, from their employees, allows them to monitor trends and, importantly, allows them to make really good decisions about what actions they take and also verify the effectiveness of those strategies, whether they're well-being strategies, health and safety strategies. But from an individual perspective, our clients absolutely love the fact that it's a real personalised one-to-one approach. And it's the personalised support that helps to increase the engagement. So for the company, it's a win-win. It's a win-win basis.
And Ken, I imagine whether it's an employee or a sports star, you can have all the awareness in the world through your Fitbits and apps like this and technology like this. But it's all about then converting awareness into action. Like, is there any one or two things for people listening today that we should all just be aware of if we're actually going to make the change and get those little margins in work and in sports?
Well, I think the key to this is turning information that we might get from our wearable into actionable insights. Because, you know, lots of people will be familiar with their wrist-worn devices. The wearable tech we use is a chest-worn device, which gives a far greater level of accuracy and really gives an X-ray of the day. And obviously what we're able to do is interpret that information into the actionable insight and follow up with the coaching. But in terms of people who might not have access to that, it's a case of, well, really seek to understand what the information means. So, you know, whether you're using a wearable device or simply, you know, standing back and, as Karen we heard speak about earlier, thinking about the micro stresses in our lives, just gaining a better understanding of yourself, your life, and then taking action to do something about it.
Okay, well, the very best of luck to both of you who have made the move from London to Sligo for the Wellbeing Advantage. Thank you so much, Janine and Ken Van Summeren. We'll be back after these to talk mega projects and why we often blow our budgets and timelines.